Murphy's at 5:30 today. If your chametz is in your house, Reuven's chametz is in Reuven's house, Reuven is over Bal Yirah. What if Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house, chametz of a Yisrael Acher? We've been discussing that. There's a whole machina of Achroinim that Amadayik, the Gra, the Tzlach, is Makari ready in the Ritzkiyas and other Rishonim, the Shabur brings it, that you're over Bal Yirah even on a Yisrael Acher. Is it the same Isser? Is it the same Isser? Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house. Reuven has two kezesim of chametz in his house. One is his own and one is Shimon's. He's being over the same chomer iser. It's mamish echte gebal yirah, genoi. That's what's going on. There's no significance whatsoever to the fact that it's his, as long as it's Yiddish owned chametz. I'm a supik. Now you have to understand, there are those that argue that you're only over on Bal Yirah if the chametz is yours. When the pasuk says Shalcha and we darshan ataroya shalacherim, the other machaneh that argues on the there's plenty of room here in the front. The other machaneh, we called it Rabbeinu David Soicher Umaskir. You're not over on chametz if it's not. You're not over Bal Yirah if it's not yours. But I'm trying to be margish. Is it b'cholayf in the same chaymer ha'isser? Another shayla, which we're going to see now, it's a whole noise. We know that even though you're allowed to have goyish shechametz, that's only when it was loyki b'lo l'vachrayis. Shalchoya atoroya, but atoroya shalacherim. But on the other hand, the Braisa says, yochol yikabel pikdoinus min anochri. What are you looking for? Oh, we have room over here for you. A pen I could get you, a paper I can get you, but if it's your notebook, that's shulcha. That was not a shout out for Torah Delay. I want to clarify the same thing when we say you over bal yirah on chametz of a goy if it's kibbal olav achrayis. Is it the same yisser? Here, I'll elaborate on the case. Reuven has three kezesim of chametz in his house. One is his, Gnoi, one is Shimon's, and one is a goy, but it was a goy that he was Mekabal of a Christ. You know, there's a fourth Kazai's also. It's a goy that he wasn't Mekabal of a Christ. That one's mutter. But the other three Kazai's, three strikes and you're out. It's all the same darg of Isser or Pecholayfin. Chametz that's, Reuven's chametz in Reuven's house is noch more of a darg of an Isser. We're going to soon see him. We're headed somewhere. But that's Dvarim that I'm for in the Sugya. That again, if you have your own chametz avada, you're over. If you have a goyis chametz without kibbal olav achrayis, you're taken not over. If you have a goyis chametz that was kibbal olav achrayis, that's avada in the Gemara, you're over. And pashtas, you're over the whole package, bal yirah, bal yimotzei. There's even a gishmak ezach, the Shagas Arya says, you can't do bittel. You get it? You can't do bittel. Chametz, that's mamash your own. You know what? Let's go back to that guy that has the three kezaisim. Reuven has a kezais of chametz that belongs to Reuven. It's before the zman still. You can do bittel on that kezais. What about Shimon's chametz? Could Reuven do bittel on Shimon's chametz? And even more, Reuven has another kezayis of chametz of a goy that he was makabel olam achrayis. The Shagas Arya says you can't do bittel on chametz of a goy. It's not yours. It's not yours to do bittel. Other achrayim argue. So again, on that lineup of kezayim, is it the same darg of iser? Oh. I have another kezayis. We're gonna go with this guy, Reuven. Reuven has another kezayis. Again, I already had four kezayisim for Reuven. Reuven has a kezayis in his house that belongs to Reuven. That's Shpitz Bal Yirah. Reuven has another kezayis that belongs to Shimon. Machlekes Grot Slach against the other machane. A third kezayis. That's a goyis that he was makabel olav achrayis. Avada Yiroiver on that. You can't even do bittel on that kezayis. A fourth kezayis is glat, the goyis, that he wasn't the Kaaba Christ. There's a fifth kezayis. I lost it. Oh, okay. He's waiting. The fifth kezayis is a kezayis of a chametz of a goy. It's Reuven's house. Chametz of a kezayis. Kezayis of chametz that belongs to a goy. That Shimon was the Kaaba Christ. Is Reuven over? according to the Gro. Now, of course, I cleared this, those that remember, way back when we introduced the Gro, we cleared this already, yes, it's not, it's the same question, but I'm setting it up again because now I'm coming from the Kibbol Olav Achrayis aspect. Shimon's Kibbol Olav Achrayis makes it Yiddish Chametz, as such that like the Gro, Reuven will be over Bal Yirah. Forget about the other four Kazayis. Reuven, the fifth Kazayis, he says, we have, what's with it? It's a Kazayis of Chametz that Shimon, the Yid, was in Kabbalah of Christ from God. So Reuven, you're also over. Or not. Maybe the Gro only said it on Chametz of a Yid. Doylem has an opinion on this fifth case. No opinions.
Why didn't Rebbe also make a sixth piece?
Yeah, Shimon. I have 10, but once I... Yeah,
Rebbe wasn't calling yet on Shimon's comments on Achrayis or not. Reuven. He just said... Shimon.
Yeah, I know. We've been discussing for a few days. Yeah. I don't want to put it in there.
So,
well,
why would we not say that it's Chametz Shalyet?
Because it's not... That's what I'm clearing. When a Yid is Mekabel Chayis on Chametz of a Goy, is it Mamish now? A Yid's Chametz? It's Mamish... Like, well, in the beginning of this year, we talked about when there was only two Kazaysim in Reuven's house. Before you came, there was Sacha called two Kazaysim. One belongs to Reuven, and the other one is that he took a Chayis... Actually, it was the third one, Mamish, but he took a Chayis from a Goy. Is that the same level? You know what? I want to clear the... This was all a Hakadama. I want to clear the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. It was in the Maariv Klemes. A fascinating Shaila that's a prop for a lot of things. In Rambam state, that Baal Yeroa is a lav she'ein by Maisa. Why? I mean, how did this Chametz get to your house? You obviously bought it or made it yesterday, a week ago, a month ago. But then it was Mutter, it was Adar, it was Yud Gimel Nisan. There's nothing wrong with doing it then. And therefore, when you passively have chametz, you're not getting malchus for Baal Yiroh, state in Rambam, because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. As I state in Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, we're going to come back to this Rambam today. Ein oi loike mishum lo yirav lo yimotzi. Ela in Cain, kona chametz bePesach. You bought chametz, you actually went on Pesach and bought chametz. Who'd you buy the chametz from? Okay, I'm not sure. Who'd you buy the chametz from? From a goy. Okay. Could be from a chaloini. It's not his. He thinks it's his, but it's not. He bought it from a guy.
What's called when I buy it, when I give over the money when I'm
money? Kinda... It's metaltlin. No, when you do it by metaltlin, you're kind of with hakbar, mashicha, mustama. You can't be kind of metaltlin. Maybe with chalipin you could do kinyan sudr, you could do kinyan agav. There's a lot of kinyanim. You have any more kinyanim for?
Is it enough that it's not chiloides or it has to be
dirt? Okay, that goes to the maram chalav issue. That goes to the maram chalav issue. If it's dirt. We said by eating it, you show it's not dirt. Buying it shows it's not dirt. Okay, but back to the Rambam. Ein oi loike, elim kein kon chametz, or chimtzoi. What does it mean, chimtzoi? Chimtzoi is, on Pesach, you took water and flour and yeast, and you created chametz. Zok the Rambam, lav, sheyesh by maisa. Now, by the way, that's a major topic. There are those Rishonim that hold, but that's the Rambam Alein, and many Rishonim that a lav she'ein by maisa as... Describe. I don't care if you grab the hidden oifen of Maisa. It's a lav that Etzem is passive. In Rambam state, no. Baal Yiroh is a passive lav, but if you so chose to do it in an oifen of a Maisa, you bought the chametz, you created the chametz, you'll get malchus. Of course, everyone asks, and I'm going to talk about that later in the shir, that l'chayre, even if you did buy the chametz and create the chametz, you shouldn't get malchus because it's a lav hanitik le'ese. Put that in parentheses. We're going to talk about it today at the end of the shir. But in Rambam state, that there's no issue of a lav anitik l'essay. And in fact, the din is that if you do the lav of Baal Yiroh grada in an oifen of Maisa, you're going to get malchus. Clears the minchas chinecha, gishmak shayla, but it touches everything we talked about until now, and it's getting us warmed up for the topic here. Reuven has one kezayis of chametz in his house. It's a chametz of a goy that he was makabal olav achrayis. He's doing an avera. He's being oifer, yeah? What's he being over? The whole package. He can't even do bittul, says the Shangasari. On Pesach, is he going to get malchus? No, because he didn't do a maaser. On Pesach, he goes and buys it from the guy. Now he bought it from the guy. He's going to get malchus? On one hand, he should get malchus. He went and did a maaser. On the other hand, what did he do? The chametz 4 minutes ago before the kinyan was also of the same status. That it was already being over. Is that an upgrade? I quoted that just now. When Reuben had five kazesim of chametz in his house, I asked the kazesim as described, Reuven's, Shimon's, goy without kibbol achrayis, goy with kibbol achrayis, Shimon's kibbol achrayis, and you have a sixth line. Huh? Not to have kazesim. One second. He had a kazais of chametz that he was makabel all of achrayis, and he's already being oyver bal yirah. He's because there's a gzeres hakosav yochli kabbal b'gdainis. He now did an upgrade. It's a maisa, but a maisa of what? It's a chametz that he's already being oyver on. Is that called an upgrade? Is there a shinoi in the oyvek hadvarim between chametz kibbol all of achrayis and now that it's mamish a yitz chametz? I think that this suffix of the minchas chinuch is connected to what we declared. Would Reuven have the gross din if he has chametz that Shimon was makabel all of achrayis? Is it mamish Shimon's chametz? I think that shaila is a cousin with the minchas chinuch shaila. It's a different kind of a question, but it's we're clearing b'hanachtina v'selkinan chametz of a nochmi shekibel of achrayis. It's mamish. It's Shimon's chametz. It's the yitz chametz. Ad kedei kach that you'll have the din of the grah. Ad kedei kach that you won't have an upgrade. You didn't do anything. You bought the chametz from the guy. You already want makabel achrayis from the guy. By the way, what about fakert? You had chametz on Pesach. Geferlich for 3 days. It's already 3:33. For 72 on the third day of Chol HaMoed. You were already being over for 72 hours, but you were being over b'shev al taisa. You then went and sold it to a guy, and at the same time, the contract you wrote, you made up with the guy, I'm selling it to you, and I'm also being makabel achrayis that I'm going to be watching your chametz now. You hear what just happened? For the first 72 hours, he was being over. He was being over as classic by Yerosha and by Mice. Jane the Mice. He then went, I think it's the opposite of the Minchas Chinuch. He then went and sold it, and at the same time says, I'm selling it to the guy, Ois Aveira, but the same rega, I want also that it should be Kibbol Olav HaChrayis. That's Mice. Or Bechlal, Slicha, Kibbol Olav HaChrayis on Pesach. Chometz of a guy. And you go, how you Makabal HaChrayis for the guy? You do a Kinyan. Kinyan for the Shoimrim. Is that also Kinyan? When the Rambam says that if you coin a chametz, it's bal yirah. That's if you coin it to do a kinyan, that it should be yours. What if he did a kinyan for the kinyan of kibbol olav achrayis? The kinyan of kibbol olav achrayis is also enough to be kinyan.
All you need is a
maisa. I hear. I'm going to like that way also.
And what if with the kinyan for the five shows who occurred, so
okay, so you were coining something else.
So now there is a maisa.
But that's not connected to the chametz, l'chaira. That's not connected to the chametz. So again, I think that was the first thing I wanted to clear. You know what? A little bit more pointed. Let's go back to the simple Reuven when he only had two kazaisim. Reuven had a kazais that was his, Festa Bal Yirah, Lav She'en Bei Maisa, and another kazais that he was Makabal Olav Achrayis. Do you see a difference between these two kazaisim? Just on those two kazaisim alone, you see a difference between Reuven's chametz, that's mamash his, and Reuven's chametz of Kibbol Olav Achrayis. You know, the Yerushalmi has a tzad that there's no din of chametz over all of us a Pesach and kibbol olav achrayis. Yerushalmi has a tzad that according to the Maan D'Omer that chametz it's a machlokes tanoim. If chametz over all of us a Pesach is a deraisa, or it's only a knas with the rabbanon. The Yerushalmi going on the tzad that it's a derabbanon has a tzad that there's no din of chametz over all of us a Pesach and chametz kibbol olav achrayis. You can't seem to get for having chametz of a goy, so keep all of a chrayis that he wasn't supposed to have, that he was over a lot of rice on.
But he is not
going to
get hit with the knas. The guy's going to get hit with the knas.
No,
I'm a cow of a chrayis.
The yid was over a lot of their rice. Chametz
is anymore after Pesach. He's not trying to sell it to you. He's not trying to anything.
Chametz that a yid was over bal yirah on is usher after Pesach for everyone, not for the guy. No. Chametz that you were over bal yirah on is usher for everyone. The chametz is usher to everyone. If there was Bal Yirah, this is Chametz of Bal Yirah. Yerushalmi has a tzad, they're not. Oh, we're not talking about this today. But Reuven, that first Kazayis, Reuven has Chametz in his house. We're not talking about this today. Is it a solution for Reuven just to remove it from his house and put it into the street? It's not Bevesoi. It's a big shiloh. We're going to talk about it later in the week. The rules of that are the same rules as chametz for kibbutz olav achrayis. Or b'cholof, and there's a difference between Reuven's echdeg, Reuven's chametz, and Reuven's kibbutz olav achrayis chametz. Also a question. Now I apologize. This is going to be confusing. Rabbi Chabra Yaakov on Daf Chof Tes holds you're allowed to eat a goy's chametz. Rabbi Chabra Yaakov has a hekesh that the same way on Bal Yiroa Shelchoy at the Roya Aval at the Roya Shelachayrim you're allowed to have a goy's chametz. There's no Bal Yiroa in a goy's chametz. Huadin, you're allowed to eat a goy's chametz. There's technical things that will come when you put it in your mouth, you were coin it with things. We'll worry about it. But that's Rabbi Chabra Yaakov's Yisoid. That the same way there's no Bal Yiroa on Chametz of a Nochri, there's no Isra Achila on Chametz of a Nochri. Frek Tetzlach, this we did a few days ago. Hi, you're talking according to the Shita that Reuven is not over Bal Yiroa on Shimon's Chametz. The Gra and the Tzlach hold you are. But how you talking like the Shita is that you're not over Bal Yiroa. How you talking Reuven can eat Shimon's Chametz? We spoke about this and we spoke out that Avada not. And we said even a Taish. This Mechudish Tikkun Nekuda that you're allowed to even eat a Goy's Chametz, for that, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to eat Yiddish chametz. There might be vikuach if there's Bal Yiroa on Yiddish chametz if Reuven has Shimon's chametz. But about the Reuven can't eat Shimon's chametz, less man the Pollock. You need to be mazvert more, but that's about the effect. Here comes a Geshmak HaShayla that the Tzlach clears. I want to remind the Oilam, according to Rabbi Chabra Yaakov, you're allowed to eat a Goy's chametz. You're not allowed to eat a Yitz chametz. You're not allowed to eat even a different Yitz chametz, but you're allowed to eat a Goy's chametz. Reuven has a kazayis of chametz that he was mekabel all of achrayis. Is there Bal Yiroa? The whole package even. There's Bal Yiroa. Is it a lower level Bal Yiroa? I mean, it's not yet, but it's Bal Yiroa. You're allowed to eat it? But Rabbi Chabra Yaakov? Again, I want to remind you, the Rabbi Chabra Yaakov, you're not allowed to eat a Yitz chametz, chorus, and it's mutter to eat a Goy's chametz, mutter. The Gemara had the Maskana could be the Gemara has a tzad Rabbi Chabra Chozerboy. It's a whole thing, but there was the Rabbi Chabra Yaakov and that Chavtes. You're allowed to eat a Goy's chametz. Are you allowed to eat chametz of a Goy that Reuven was makabel of a Christ? What should be the we should be the part here? We're saying about you're not allowed to eat a Yitz chametz. You're not even allowed to eat a different Yitz chametz, but you're allowed to eat a Goy's chametz. Are you allowed to eat chametz of a Goy that Reuven was makabel of a Christ?
Does he even hold
the price? Yeah. Same. I have no reason why not. I have no reason why not. There's a price on that. Hey, why should he argue on? Why should he argue?
Same shiloh.
What's the shiloh though? I want to say something fascinating. There might be a difference if Reuven can eat it, and if Shimon can eat it. There might be a difference. Even though we just said that Avada Reuven can't eat Shimon's chametz, even if you don't know, like the ground tzlach. Of a chametz that Reuven was makabel of a price of a goy, get ready. Reuven can't eat it. Chorus, and Shimon could eat it.
It's like a hovering darga, like in between. It's not.
I'm not hovering yet. Is it?
Maybe it's not stark enough.
Yeah.
Eat it, but it's a little.
This is also connected to the Mechas Chinuch. The idea of a chametz. Hare, if you want to say the chametz of goy is kibbutz of a price, mamish becomes Reuven, so then it's Yiddish chametz, and then say if you're not letting Yiddish chametz again, yeah, the middle. It's the middle level. We're putting things together over here. What? Oh, that's I didn't want to do that to the island, but I'm going to do it. Yeah, you're right. No, we can bring the lumps back. I'm getting there in a few minutes. You hear what I'm saying? So Nachamo. Rabbi Chabra Yaakov holds you're allowed to eat a goy's chametz. The same way shelchoy at the roya, but at the roya shelachayrim. Shelchoy at the oichel, but at the oichel shelachayrim. We spoke out that avada Rabbi Chabra Yaakov, even if you're not a gronik, legabi bal yiroa of chametz of another yid. Avada Rabbi Chabra Yaakov is going to hold you're not allowed to eat chametz of another yid. And we're clearing now, what's the din? If Reuven is mekabel achrayis on a goy's chametz, who, if at all, is also to eat it by Rabbi Chabra Yaakov? No one, even Reuven can eat it? Oh no, Reuven can't, but others could. If it's true that Reuven can't and others could, then this is the part that's not fair already, but on the Chav test, there's a very complex case about a chametz of hektish. And the Gemara has a stira, if someone eats the chametz of hektish, if you can get an ilah, even though the chayr it's usher to eat anyways, that's chametz. And the Gemara mutches for a case, ad kadeh, the Gemara puts up a white flag and says, Rabbi Yaakov, chazer boy, L'chayri, you don't have to say Rabbi Yaakov Chazal, but we have this plan that it's chametz of a, I guess it's the gizbar, and the gizbar was makabel achrayis, so the gizbar can't eat such chametz, but everyone else could, because in kibbal olav achrayis, we can split it. Okay, having said that, Goyrim l'mamen k'mamen dami. Avada, we saw that the inyan of kibbal olav achrayis does it turn off? What? Was that your phone? Usually it's your phone. I want to start again. You know, life was simple when Reuven had one kezias and it belonged to Reuven and Reuven's oiv v'bal yirah. We even kept it simple that we said according to the gra, any other yid would also be oiv v'bal yirah. It was also simple that Avada, if you have Goyish Shechametz is mutter. It's not even a Shlach Tazach. You can look at it. But Goyish Shechametz, you keep all of Achrayis. That's what we started. When Reuven is Makabal Achrayis, Dover Agoyim Lamomen, Amachloikas Rishoinim, if it's Kabbalah Achrayis of Pshia or Gnevo or Oynis, and the fact that it's Goyim Lamomen, that if he's going to have to pay back, he took Achrayis. So, Kidul Choydami, it's as if it's his. And the MS is, we spoke a lot of details here, but we really cleared one Shiloh. Is it Mamish Mamish like Chametz of a Yid? To the extent that you would have two kazesim in Reuven's house, one was mamish Reuven's and one was what goy kibbal achrayis. It's mamish both gnoy the zel bazach. We cleared the gabi the minchas chinuch, would you do an upgrade? If you had chametz that you already were makabel achrayis, then you bought it. We cleared, would you have the din of the gra? Where Shimon is makabel achrayis, something does Reuven have the din of the gra? But it's all part of this nakuda. But I want to be misamak a little bit more on the goyim lamam, and we talked about it. But I want to come from a different angle. There's an interesting kasha that they asked, the achrayim ask. There's a Gemara later on in Daf Vav. This is the Olam HaTalka. It's an akuda. An akuda is gathered by. We know that L'chayra on Erev Pesach, when it becomes Chatzos and the Chametz becomes Aser Bahana, wow, by coincidence, that's the exact same time that Midoy Raisa, it's becoming Bal Yirah. Let's assume Bal Yirah also gets crawls back to, from Chatzos like Tashbisu does. So wow, exactly at Chatzos, everything is converging. It's about to become Asr Bahana, and you're about to have Bal Yirah for 7 1/4 days. Extra 6 hours, quarter day. Problem, the Vavim Beis, we're going to get there. If it's Isuri Hana, so Gevaldik, so there's no Bal Yirah. Shel Choy at the Roya. Aval at the Roya, Shel nobodies. Acherim is also nobodies. Anybody and nobody. It's built in, it's Isuri Hana. I hope this is not the first time the Olam heard about this crisis. But you should still be dramatic about it. The Gemara says a fascinating thing, that the Torah was Mechadish Asana Kosov. Where was the Torah Mechadish Asana Kosov? By saying that this Bal Yirah, and saying that the Chametz is Asar Bahana, and everyone has that in his face right now, so you know it's Asar Bahana, we know that Isuri Hana is not yours, and we know that it's Bal Yirah. The Torah made it yours, Benegei Bal Yirah. Did the Torah make it yours for anything else? No, the Torah made it yours for Bal Yirah. Ad kedei kach so mishmach, the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godim is Mesopik. That if grabbed by coincidence, this piece of chametz is Asr Bahana for any other which reason, it's Klayakarim, Arloff, or Yazaram, the Neder, fill in the blank, there won't be Bal Yirah, because, aha, it's Asr Bahana, and it's not worth anything, and it's not yours, and there's no Bal Yirah. And who said that Asan HaKosov carries over to the other Isser? Most Achrayim argue on the Rosh Yosef, they say if the Asan HaKosov is on that roll, and once it's on a roll, it's on a roll, and it's going to be Asan HaKosov for the other Isser, it's going to schlep along the other Isserana. Having said that, I have an interesting question. Shitas Rav Shimon is that chametz is not usher after Pesach, midaraisa. Machlekes Tanakhama, Machlekes Rav Yudin Rav Shimon. Shitas Rav Shimon that chametz is not usher after Pesach. Midarabana, they made a knas on everybody. But before the Darabana, let's talk about a deraisa. You have chametz, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach. Again, what I just said, we're converging on to Chatzos. When we're going to get to Chatzos, there's going to be Isser Hanah, and Bal Yirah, and that doesn't stim. So obviously the Torah builds into a mechanism called Asana Kosov Kilu, it's yours. What about like Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds that Chametz is Mutter Bahana after Pesach. It's going to be also now for 7 1/4 days. but it's going to become mutter b'hanah after Pesach. So would you say that this chametz is yours? Isur hanah is not yours, but is this chametz yours? It's not yours right now for the next 7 1/4 days, but it's going to be yours. In another 6, 7 1/4 days, midaraisa, it's going to be back mutter. Is it worth money to you? I'll use the sprach. It's goyrim l'mamen. It's goyrim l'mamen. It's worth money to you. After Pesach, it's going to be yours. Ay bazoi, you don't need a son akosef. You don't need a son akosef. It could be bal yira. You could have bal yira on something that's osur b'hanah, because it's only going to be osur b'hanah, not forever. It's only going to be osur b'hanah for the next 7 days. Afterwards, it'll be goyrim l'mamen. So the chayra, step one, you don't need a son akosef. Okay? Fine, you don't. The Gemara of Asana Kosov is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the fun is going to start. Chazal came and said it's Asim B'Hanom and the Rabbanon forever. So now it's not worth anything. So there shouldn't be Bal Yira. Oh, 1 second. 1 second. The Fear of Shimon. The Fear of Shimon. Midai Raisa, this thing was going to be Mutter Bana after Pesach. As such, it's Goyrim Lamoman. As such, it is worth money to you. As such, the Bal Yira can be understood without a mechanism called Asana Kosov. Then came Chazal and said, no, it's yet going to be Asim and the Rabbanon forever. Chazal just shot down Bal Yira. They just took Bal Yira. They could do what they want, yeah? But what did they do? We have here a Chametz that, according to the Emes of Torah, does not need an Asan HaKosav mechanism, because it's going to be Asana for 7 days, but then it's going to be Mutter, so it's worth money to me. It's Goyrim Lamamin to me. And I do not need the mechanism of Asan HaKosav. But then Chazal, with the Rabbanah, came and said, no, this is going to stay Asa forever. They tell you it's going to be Asa forever, fine, but then this shouldn't be Bal Yirah. It's Surya No, Surya No, it's not mine. I should be able to keep it in my mouth. Remember the guy that he came to Chol HaMoed? And he asked him, what's Tzachari Yafchametz here? What did he answer the past month? What was he saying?
Bittel.
I have a new teretz. It's Isuri Hano anyways. So there's no Bal Yira. It's not mine. So Chai Atharoya. I did it. No, this guy's a Machutzah. I didn't do Bittel. He says, what's the question? Listen, Chazal came and Sindaluoti.
He has to say, I don't like
Rav Shimon. Yeah, Rav Shimon. So he says, no, why is it not true? What can this Ravana want? But Asan HaKosav is on a day. 1 second. I know. I'm going to say it right. Asan HaKosav L'Choira is... Where does it say Asan HaKosav? In Pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, where does it say? If the Torah says Lo Yira, the Torah says Asar Bano, and we know Asar Bano is not yours, and it says Bal Yira, it's saying Asan HaKosav. But like Reb Shimon, the Torah never said such a thing. The Torah never said such a thing. So there's a Hamsah to say that when there are Banan and Mamsi in Suri Hanah, they also were Mamsi in a... They were also mamzi in us a derabbanandika level asana kosov mechanism. The truth is, this is so gishmak. It better be that they did that. Because if you want to say it's asar b'hanah forever, why is it asar b'hanah forever? Because of a knas. What's the knas? Because you were ever bal yira. But if this is true, so you weren't ever bal yira. So if you weren't ever bal yira, so it's not going to be asar b'hanah. And if it's not going to be asar b'hanah, so then you are ever bal yira, and then there is a knas derabbanan. So you got it? So it's on a roll, but the question is, so it's on a roll. But is that a reason that you can create it? The Rabbanan Dikasar Makosov says who? But what? They made it Asar Bano, but they made it Asar Bano because of a Knas, because you have a Bal Yira. But last I'm looking at it, I don't see why you should have a Bal Yira. According to the Shalchai Ataraya Valataraya Shalachair, and this is Isurei Hano, so it's Achair, it's not mine. I'm going back on the circle.
What about the other approach? It's Isurei Hano now.
Oh, so there's another way to say that something that's Asar Bano only for 7 1/4 days, even if it's not going to be Asar Bano forever, Doch has the din of that it's not your moment. The basis of the question that we were asking was assuming, you're right, it's not your moment, aber it's Doch Goyrim L'Momen, because in 7 1/2 days it's going to be Mutter, and Goyrim L'Momen K'Momen Dami. And on that, what you want to say now is, Goyrim L'Momen K'Momen. If mamin, remember you said this far. If mamin that's asar b'hanah is not yours, goyrim l'mamin k'mamin can't be better than mamin. If mamin, I mean it is mamin. Ask it goy. It looks like it's worth something. It tastes good. It's a gluski yofe. Elamai, it's mamin of isuri hanah. So it's also goyrim l'mamin of mamin of isuri hanah. What?
The whole piece of there's a chiyuv hashbisu. In Kolzman there's a chiyuv hashbisu on the chametz. Even if it's in your rishus or out of rishus, you still have a chiyuv hashbisu. Kolzman you have a chiyuv.
So the third teretz is. So the third teretz is, there's two more teretzim. The third teretz is that even if it's only aser banah for 7 days, but the fact that there's a chayvas beer on something, that itself doesn't have tyrus mammon. The fact that you have a chayvas beer, and one more teretz is, it's based on Thursday shit along this. We said that goyim lemamen is not raw goyim lemamen. It's only goyim lemamen b'tzir of kabbalas achrayis. Over here, it's goyim lemamen because in 7 days it's going to be mutter. But it's not. It's not the goyim lemamen of kabbalas achrayis. Okay. Now I want to set up one other thing here. Okay. The other thing we're not talking about yet today is about, like we said, if the chametz is not in your house. That's based on a mechilta that the Pnei Yeshua brings by Rechus. I don't want to confuse ourselves with it. So what we're up to now is like this. I'm going to go back to the Rambam. Bishustem. The Rambam says that Bali Raz alav she'ein by Maisa. Because yes, you bought the chametz before Pesach and you did a Maisa when you bought it, but it was mutter to buy chametz on Adar or in the beginning of Nisan. And now you rather passively have chametz, so you're not over Bal Yirah with a Maisa. You're over Bal Yirah, but it's not a Maisa, so it's a lav shein by Maisa. And the Rambam says, if I want to convince you, if you taka will do a Maisa, example given, you bought the chametz or created the chametz, you taka get Malkus. We cleared the Menchus Chinuch Shaila, is there an upgrade from a chametz of Kibbal Olav Achrayis to Mamish chametz? The doima, we went into a few things, and that went back to that topic. The big kasha that everyone asks, and there's a Rav Chaim on it, and it's in the Maror Mekayimus, that everyone talks about in the Rambam, is that L'chayim is a Mefarshei Gemara, that there's another reason why you don't get Malkus by Bal Yirah. Because Bal Yirah is Nitik L'Essay. Bal Yirah is a package deal with the Essay of Tashbisu. And as such, you don't get Malkus on a Lavin Nitik L'Essay. It's a Gemara in Makis that the Yisoid of Malkus by Lavin is from L'Sachsam Shar B'dishoy. And it says next to it, so it has to be similar to the lav of Loisachsayim. And one of the rules we know now is lav she'ein by Maisa, as mentioned. And another rule is a lav hanetik lesei. Freganala, that lav of Bal Yirah, besides that it's a lav she'ein by Maisa, that's true. And then you want to be a chacham and say, but what if you did a Maisa? You put the chametz on Pesach, you created the chametz, as such you should get malchus. But there's another reason, it's a lav hanetik lesei. And we didn't stop as they make it up, it's l'chayim first, gemar dafsadi hey. On that Sadi Hey, the Gemara says you don't get Malkus on Bal Yirah because it's Nitik L'Essay. Those that know that on that Sadi Hey, there's another Girsa from Rabbeinu Chananel that says the reason you don't get Malkus on the Lav of Bal Yirah is because the Lav she'ein by Maisa. And it's probable even that the Rambam, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel, had that Girsa. And that probably is the correct teretz for the Emes of Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds what? Why doesn't he hold this Lav Nitik L'Essay? Very nice you changed the Girsa, but Agufa, what's the Pshat? It's still shver. But Lemaisa, Emes Yeridarka, there are those that say, for starters, there's no such Gemara, and we can explain why not. But the Gemara says, Lav Shein Beimaisa, and it's even Kishmak, that the Rambam is the Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel, thank you. But there's other Mahalchim in that frame, and I want to speak some of them out. Again, this is the shtel, though. Now, you know, Naniach, with Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a different Gemara. Why is Lav of Bal Yirah not Nitik to the Essay of Tashbisu, and as such, even if you grab a Didamaisa, you still shouldn't get Malkus because you did the tikkun of the Tashbisu. What?
You have Tashbisu,
you're able to do, yeah. Well, you have a case where you can't do the Tashbisu. No, you could do a Tashbisu now. You can go and do a Tashbisu. And again, that's the show. The Rambam says it's a lot shame by Maisa, and therefore, grab in the case when you did a Maisa, you are going to get Malkus. L'chayra, even in the case when you did the Maisa, you bought the chametz, you created the chametz, go burn it now. Do a tashbisu, lav anitik l'essay. When does tashbisu start, chronologically? From Chatzos. When does Bal Yirah start? Machloikis Rishonim. Whether Bal Yirah also starts from Chatzos, or Bal Yirah is from the night. This big raid that if Bal Yirah starts from the night, I mean, there's a big raid about that, but there's a big raid that, and assuming that Bal Yirah starts from the night, that's not called Nitik L'Essay. Nitik L'Essay is only when they're both at the same time. The fact that the essay is 6 hours prior to the Lav shows you that this is not your Class A Nitik L'Essay. Now, you want to ask about some first Gemara on Sadi Hey? Okay, maybe it's not, Rabbeinu Chananel. Or we'll say things, but that's already one plan why it's not a Lav on Nitik L'Essay. Another plan why it's not Lav on Nitik L'Essay. There's a famous rule in the rule of Lav on Nitik L'Essay that if the Lav, the first rule, the first answer we gave was the chronological rule. Now I'm saying another rule. If a Lav includes more than the essay. Whenever you have a lav anetik essay, but I can find you an ukimta, a matzav, a situation, a knech, where the lav is applicable broader than the essay, then you never, not that you don't say lav anetik essay for that case, shkoyf, that avad is true, but it defaults on the concept of lav anetik essay. So help me out, where, what is by the lav that's not by an essay? Noshim. Tashbisus is man grom, noshim apater, but they have a lav. Kibel olav achrayis. The Shagasari has a tzad that there's a lav by nochrish kibel olav achrayis. But he has a tzad that there's no essay of Tashbisu. And I don't want to do shalzeh bazeh, shalzeh bazeh, but we did have studim that in shalzeh bazeh, maybe there's value roa in certain cases, in gvulin or matmin, whatever, and there might not be Tashbisu.
I don't know if this is fair. What about a person that doesn't have chametz?
So then he has neither. No, then he has neither. No, that's not, no. It has to be that the lav is applicable to more people / matzavim than the essay. And that, I'm not making up these rules. That is a rule. There's a rule in lav anitik essay that if the lav is broader, yoiser, than the essay, it's not lav anitik essay. What are examples potentially to say why Baal Yiro is more than the essay? The noshim, kibbol olav achrayis, gvulin. How many terutzim did we say so far? I don't know if we'll get to all the terutzim, but let's...
Two terutzim
so far. Well, we're going to be in a chanel here, but two terutzim, why there's no lav anetik essay? Either because the essay starts earlier chronologically, or because the lav includes more than the essay. Another terutz, how many lavin is there by chametz?
Two.
And there's a machoikas mishayna, but there are many mishayna that hold that a lav can only be minutik to one essay. It is lav anetik lesi. Had it not been a lav anetik lesi, if you buy chametz or create chametz, you should get 80 malchus. The reason the Rambam says you only get 40 is because fakir, he knew that it's a lav anetik lesi, and that was menatik one of the two lavin. Pick which one you want, and then you're only left with the other one.
You can't get us wrong.
Yeah, you'll tell him.
Either or.
Whatever, yeah, ayin shum. Now there's a whole Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wants to say that the oimek ashayla, if lav of Baal Yiroh's nitik le'essay, depends in the gedder of Tashbisu. And he wants to say it's totally in the machloikis chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds beer chametz is dafka sreifa. Dafka sreifa is because it's a special mitzvah in the cheftza of the chametz. Why can't I just throw it into the water? No, there's a special mitzvah to burn it. That's nitik le'essay. And the Gemara and Sadi Hey is going like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it's nitik le'essay b'sreifa. Oh, but the Rambam himself holds like the Rabbanon, that if you destroy it any which way, if you're destroying it any which way, it's not a din in the chefza b'chlal. If it's not a din in the chefza, it's not considered nitik le'essay. The emesis Rabbi Kiva Eger already was saying this part, similar to Reb Chaim, but he says it a drop different. Whenever you're doing tashbisu and burning the chametz, are you trying to save yourself from the la'yirah that you did a minute ago, or the la'yirah that's going to be in another minute? It's chalamoy, you found chametz. You don't have to be covered with a kli, because it's you can burn it, it's chalamoy. So if I, you don't, it takes, how long it takes to burn the chametz? 17 minutes, but you're not gonna procrastinate, you're gonna do it right away. When you're doing it, and you're preparing yourself, you're saving yourself from the Baal Yiroh of before, or the Baal Yiroh of after. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if it's saving you from Baal Yiroh of the future, that's nitik le'essay. But if it's only, I'm sorry, then it's not, then it's just saving you from the future. If it's fixing up the Baal Yiroh you already did, then what decides, what defines, what's magdir if it's saving you from prior Baal Yiroh or post Baal Yiroh? Tell you, if you have strict instructions, dafka to burn it, and we say, dafka burn it, don't throw it to the yam, don't crumble it. Are you kidding? I have a Baal Yiroh coming in the next few minutes. Don't give me ideas what not to do. Just do it. If you're giving instructions, dafka burn it, obviously, there's a special Zer Sakasa that it's fixing up what was before. That's nitik le'essay. Masha Einkein. If it's to save you from the future Baal Yiroh, do it any which way, but then it's not nitik le'essay. It's just practical. Then it's not nitik le'essay. I'm talking about Tashbisu. What is Tashbisu? It's 3:33 on the third day of Chol HaMoed and you found chametz and you burn it, you're destroying it now. Are you destroying it now because you want to do a tikkun on the Baal Yiroh you did for the past 72 hours? Or are you doing it because you want to just protect yourself from the 3:34? What?
12 o'clock.
So we said that in the first teretz, if the tashbisu exists without Baal Yiroh, that's a vada right that it's protected.
So that's an either or. Maybe the part Hukta Rabbi Yehuda says, I want to save you from the future.
It's both. Yes, it's right like that. That it could be both. Yeah. Avada. So one second. How many terutzim did we say to the Rambam? The kasha on the Rambam was that the Rambam says that it's a lav she'ein boi ma'ise, and as such, if you grad do a ma'ise, you will get malchus. The kasha was that mechayra, and it's also a gemara on that tzadi hey, that it's a lav hanitik le'esei, and as such, even if you grad did do a ma'ise, you still shouldn't get malchus, because it's nitik le'esei. So you could say the gemara on tzadi hey had a different girsa, but over shkoyach, but why is it not a lav hanitik le'esei? So we said, either because the essay is before, 6 hours before, or because the essay is not as broad as the lav, it doesn't include women, Kabbalah, Sachrayas, and Gevulin. Or we said it is, it's manatik one of the two lavim, but there's another lav. And then we said the Achroin Shirei, Rabbi Kiveg, Rabbi Chaim, the different is that there might be a fundamental chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. All of the Mahalchim, he said so far, we're all coming to explain why it's not a lavanitik essay, if I'm keeping cheshbon. But there's another mahalach which splinters into many, but I want to just bring out the point that in fact, no. It's a lav hanitik le'esei. Yes. Besides that it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, it is a lav she'ein by ma'isa, but on that, what if you rather did a ma'isa? What's an example you did a ma'isa? What the chametz, created the chametz. In fact, it's also a lav hanitik le'esei. It is. So why does the Rambam say that if you buy chametz or you create chametz, you attack again malchus because you did a ma'isa? Shkoyach, you did a ma'isa. You still should not get malchus because it's lav hanitik le'esei. So the next series of terutzim, but I just want to bring out the point, is to say, in a chanami, when something is nitik le'esei, but what if you can't do the nitik le'esei anymore? What if you did something? You know, if a guy takes the bird for the shiluach hakein, he's supposed to fix it up by sending the mother. What if he doesn't? And he does something that he can't send the mother. He kills the mother. So then, it's called bitlei v'lei bitlei. He framed himself that he's not going to have the nitik. So it's a little sticky over here, because over here, destroying the chametz, he doesn't. It's an ukimta. These are the ukimta mahalchim of the Achrayim Shirei. The muscle. What could be an example of someone that he cannot do the nitik le'esei anymore? So if the first thing people say is he destroyed it. He says, sky it, and he just did it.
Sold it
to a goy. Right. Yeah, that's on my list. He mixed it up with two other pieces of innocent-looking matzah that looks like chametz and matzah looks the same, and he did bitul b'roi. So it's gone. It's bitul b'roi, but he didn't do tashbisu.
He ate it.
He ate it. According to the shittas, that eating it is not a kiyum of tashbisu. My favorite one is, of course, is from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiveger, who wrote Hagoyis on the Shara Melech. And he says, you baked the bread in the shape of a yud kei vav kei. So it's also to destroy it. And then you can't do the tashbisu. And another ukimta is that you bought it on Shvi Shel Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos 5 minutes before Yontif is over, and there's no, you can't do the tashbisu now. Or you threw it to the Yam, according to the Man Yomer, that you have to daf to do Sreifa. So if I can't, let the Oyman find another few ukimtas, but again, I want to appreciate the Nakuda, the original series of Terutzim, we're explaining various Hesberim, Midas, the Rambam, why it's not a lav hanitik le'esei. And the second half was that it is, but there are a fanim of bitloy, deloy, bitloy, where it's not shy to have a masak in the...
The Rambam is very busy with that. You can't be over, meaning not the nitik le'esei.